Ladies and gentlemen, we've got very delighted to have two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. David Crosby is with us. Hello, David.
Hiya.
Hey, you will be performing at the Castro Theater, a show called David Crosby and Friends, on Tuesday, November 6th, election night. What is that program going to be like?
Hopefully it's going to be really happy.
Oh, man.
It depends on how the election goes. It could be a real celebration if we get a lot of people out to vote, change the course of our country. That would be good. I think it's going to be a great night, man. We've been doing everything from Byrds to stuff we wrote last week. So it's a pretty widespread of material, and I think we will be good. I think, but how that's going to go that night?
Well, I think it's going to be exciting.
Pretty dodgy.
Now,
we don't know.
Now, the big news about you that's really been on everyone's mind is this creative role that you're on. This new album is called Here If You Listen, just came out, and is your third solo album in 3 years.
And I think actually this is the fourth one.
Fourth one, going back to Cross.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they're a little shocking because it's not how it's supposed to go. Normally, you know, you kind of peter out at the end of your life and you stop doing stuff. At least that's what most of my friends seem to be doing there.
Well,
either.
You either revisit the Great American Songbook like Bob Dylan is doing, or you...
Or they just flat out quit,
you know,
like Simon and Elton and people, you know, it just gets to the point where they retire. I can't do that.
Well, I think what's really amazing to me is, like, from 1971 when you put out your first solo album, which is a tremendous album, If I Could Only Remember My Name, very spotty. I mean, your next album was 1989 as far as solo albums go. What has happened in the last few years that have...
Well, I was making records. I was making Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Crosby, Nash records.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them, but not solo.
Right.
Because Graham wanted to do Crosby, Nash, and I liked it. It was fun. What's happened with this stuff, man, is that towards the end of the CSN run, I didn't feel I could take songs there. We were not friends, you know, and it wasn't working. And so I had some buildup of material, you know, to start this thing with, on the Cross record, for instance. But I think the biggest reason for the productivity is that I'm working with great people. I'm writing with other people who are freaking terrifically talented human beings. And being open to writing with other people opens a lot of doors for you, because the other person always thinks of stuff that you didn't. And it's as if you had, you and the other person each had a palette of colors, but they were different colors. So if you had 7, now you've got 14, and it makes a better painting.
Now, the core group that you're playing with, including Becca Stevens and Michelle Willis and Michael League, do those guys go back with you on all three of these albums, your last three albums?
No, it's two different bands. How it works is this. Cross was the Sky Trails band, essentially. That means that my son James Raymond produced it, and it had that one really didn't have Jeff Pivar on it, but the Sky Trails band from the last Sky Trails record, the one before this one,
mm-hmm.
that's my son James, Jeff Pivar, my Lise, Steve DeStanislow, and Michelle Willis. She's in both bands.
Mm-hmm.
Then the acoustic band, that's the one that this record is. That's the Here If You Listen and the tour that I'm about to do. That's Mike League from Snarky Puppy. He's their composer and band leader.
Right.
And bass player. And Michelle Willis and Becca Stevens. That's the four of us are the Lighthouse band. And we are their acoustic band. We really like it. We like acoustic guitars and stuff like that. We use other stuff, but we're mainly an acoustic band.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these bands, I'm kind of alternating back and forth between, you know, one and the other to, you know, have as wide a spread of ways of doing it that I possibly can. And it keeps me really, really hopping, which is good at this point in my life.
Right. Now, you did a European tour recently. You just got back from Europe. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. That was the Sky Trails band. That was the electric band.
Uh-huh. And how are the crowds? How's the mood of the
people
out
there? They were fantastic.
I'll bet.
The crowd in London and the crowd in Milan were two of the best I've ever played to, ever.
Oh, that's great. And coming up at the Castro on the 6th, that's going to be the acoustic band, right? Mm-hmm. And any surprises for this program?
Oh, yeah. And no, I'm not going to tell you that. It wouldn't be a surprise.
Now what's... What is it like working with the younger musicians?
It's a joy, man. They're still thrilled.
Do they just jump right in and become equals with you, or were they intimidated at first? And
yeah, they do. They're not in awe of me at all. They recognize, you know, that I'm a good songwriter and stuff and a decent singer, but they are not in awe of me. They know what a complete bozo I am. Really, you know, so we've gotten to be very, very close friends, and they have respect, you know, but not any awe. They're too good. They're really good.
You know, I was thinking about working with young musicians and how the people in the country, the young people in the country, are going to be the ones that really kind of help us with this blue wave. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really good about the young people right now.
I am too, man. Ever since I saw that March for Our Lives and I saw how these kids from Parkland and stuff stood up, I love these kids, man.
Yeah.
That's the most encouraged I've been since the Women's March, which was one of the big events in recent memory for me.
Yeah.
This is, you know, people standing up to be citizens in a democracy, and that's what I want. I want that really a lot.
Well, I hope it carries on until the next election, too, because this guy we got running things now, I look at him as the Ted Nugent of presidents.
He's really terrible.
He's really terrible,
and he's doing great harm to the democracy. There
and he doesn't stop.
It.
I mean, it's like every day there's just something he just
every
does
day
not
something
stop.
You know, I mean, it's really bad how he's pouring gasoline on the fire with the racism thing. He just is a racist, and he's proud of it. He's not ashamed of it at all. He's a terrible person. So.
Well, on a lighter note, it is really a pleasure to have these records come out in such abundance from you, Dave.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everybody is a little depressed right now because of this guy and because of the people that he's brought into power and the things that they're doing. And so they really could use a lift. And that's part of what we intended to do with this record. This record is a pretty positive record, and it celebrates a lot of the stuff that we think is good, love and courage and intelligence. And, you know, it's a... Pretty positive record. Music is a lifting force, man. Music is a lifting force.
Yeah, and people need their troubadours right now. People need
and right now, yeah, the people need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're doing that.
I do too. The new record is tremendous. It's called Here. If you listen, we're featuring it here, playing it all the time here on KRCB. And just couldn't be prouder to talk to you, David, and the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, man. And thank you for the help. We need it.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it.
And can I ask you something briefly? What is the deal with your weed brand? Is this something that's really happening?
We'll see. I'm trying to make a deal with somebody. I certainly think it's going to be legal all over the country. The numbers are in on Colorado and in Oregon, and they have money for schools, roads, and hospitals, and everybody else doesn't. So
I know. Go figure.
They're going to win.
Yeah.
It's going to be legal everywhere.
I know.
The states need the money, and right now the federal government is their enemy, not their friend.
Right.
So they need state-controlled tax money, and that is. So I think you're going to see it legal everywhere.
It's got to happen. David Crosby performing at the Castro Theater on November 6th. And David Crosby and Friends, thank you so much for talking with us, David.
I hear it's a very beautiful theater, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It is a beautiful theater. Well, thank you so much.
All right, man.
grain of sand slipping through your hand. And your shield of skin and bone stumbles in the sand to carry you home. Let me be a torch to bear the light to stock the cellar.